and make him a partaker of the knowledge of this realm known as Dez.
So it starts with a lion's head, like Ion's head, or Mithras. It's kind of floating, say, just like the cover of the Ion book. Exactly that. But in stone. Seem to be like in a bunker, like a war bunker, or some sort of old stone building. It's very black, but there's sunlight outside shining in through holes in the wall, like windows in the holes in the wall, but they're just holes. There's a corridor both to the left and right. I'm going out through one of the windows. It's like a canyon or a desert. It's very hot. There's no clouds. There's a tree. Well, it looks dead. It's black. It's like a Halloween horror tree. There's a huge drop in front of me. Like a canyon, like the where the groove or the valley would be. I look around to see what the building I was in, and it's kind of set into the stone or the sand, kind of like a hobbit's house. Anubis is here. He's telling me to move. He's pointing towards the sun. And now he's sitting down and he's eating by a campfire. He offers me some food. But I don't take it. He's laughing at me. There's just a sense that unless I eat the food, take the food, that nothing more is going to happen. So I take the food. It's like a chicken bone, a drumstick. It's very grey. I eat it. And he stands up and he kind of turns into a cartoon version of himself. And his face changes to like a toucan or a puffin. Or something like that. He's his arms outstretched in like a T cross. And he's two staffs are in his each hand. Now he looks a bit like Tahuti or Tot. He's the ibis head. It's become really muscly. So I ask him who he is. He says, I am nothing above all. Those who can be scared will be scared. But you see the light. Of the moon. Be careful. There is another voice that can lead you astray. and it is not mine. He throws some like sand in the air, and his hands turn into like an arch, a bow, an arrow, and he shoots the arrow, and it lands in the ground a bit away, and it's like mechanical, and it's as if it's growing, and all little spikes and hands and arms are coming out of it, and grasping into the ground. There's a light on the, like where the feather would be. Round light. He's doing some sort of like Tai Chi martial arts thing. Body movements, quite fast though. Mostly with his hands. And then he stops and bows. And points behind him. He has a blue cloak on now, and his head keeps changing from like a bird's head to a lion's head as I'm kind of moving away from him, but I don't seem to have a body. I'm definitely in the desert now. There's no, it's just sand. And I'm floating above. I'm getting closer to the sun. And I feel I'm being like disintegrated by the sun. But it's not so, although it's not pleasant either. And then that image again of looking at the world as if it's like from space, like there's me, but I'm looking at myself like I'm a wizard looking into a crystal ball, an orb, but it's the earth. And I find it like fascinating. And then there's Darth Vader. And he's walking. Is it a wheelchair, like an electronic wheelchair? And he falls off the side of like the moon or something into space. And he's floating away from me, and I'm looking down. And then I'm on this kind of rock floating through space with the tree from the beginning, and the horn god is here, but he's older, he's holding a staff. He kind of looks a bit like Yoda from The Empire Strikes Back, like that wise kind of holding the staff between his hands, and he gestures to what has just happened with Darth Vader. He kind of smirks. And we just kind of sit there, and I sit there, and it kind of goes up, the image is going away from me into the distance. So we float off into space. Yeah, that's it.